Okay, this is Perek Ches Vehilchos Liros, dealing with more situations of rentals and certain stipulations and conditions. Halacha Aleph Echad Asocha Mechavero Sada Lezara Okarim Lechol Pirosa B'damim. Okay, so here's the situation. Let's say a person rents a field from someone else to plant, or let's say a vineyard to benefit from the grapes. And what he does is he agrees to pay him money. Oh, Shesachar Menu B'Peros K'tsuvim. Or let's say he agrees to pay him a specific amount of produce. Kagon, Shasakramenu Sada Zub Esm Kor, Bishana, the Karam Zeb Esm Kade Yain Bechoshana. Let's say, for instance, he rents a field for to pay 20 kor of grain for the renting the field, or let's say 20 jugs of wine per year. Shnei Din Echad Yishlan. They both have the same malachas by them. That's Sokor Peres or Nikra Chocher. Someone who rents property and agrees to pay for usage of the property with the produce that the field produces, that is called in halacha a Chocher. Okay, lacha beis. I'm a kabel sada apartis kdei lavod oso lahatzu lav yitzios. Let's say a person takes a field or an orchard and his intention is to work it. Beitem lebala karka shlusha tuos ravia. And in working it, he will give the owner a third or fourth omashi nenu benan or whatever stipulation to make between them. Who won nikra makabel? That guy's called a makabel. Kol davar shehu lisyag aretz. All right. So anything that has to do with improving the land to make it better, bala karka chayavo. The owner of the land is obligated to provide. The kol davar shehu shmir yasera, but anything that's considered to be like improving the field to make it better, security, etc. Chocher or makabel chayibo, either the chocher, right, or the makabel are obligated in that. Hakardom shechovim ba'aretz, so an axe that you or a shovel that you use to dig, that kam shenosa behana afar, and the vessels you use to transport the dirt that had to leave at kadaf yotzben, and the buckets, for instance, shadon behemayim, that you take out water with them, al bal karka, the owner of the land must provide those. But let's say the irrigation ditches, which collect the water, al chokher o al makabel, that's the chokher or makabel's responsibility. So if a person rents or makes a sharecropping agreement when it comes to someone else's field for just a few years, he shouldn't plant flax. Sachar or kabla shivashanim, let's say he rented it, for instance, for 7 years, Zora Shana Rishona, Pishdan, Venishrias Venminyan. He plants flax the first year. The Shvita, the 7th year, is not considered in the count. Sachar Kabla Shavu Echad Shvias Venminyan. But if he rents it in a situation for a 7 year period, then the 7th year is considered part of the, what do you call it, a part of the rental. Lagadal. Achokher or Makabo, Southern Mechavero. Let's say a person's a Chokher or a Makabo. And he had, in these situations, field from someone else, he base a shlachan or base a ilan. Now, let's say these are what are called, they're different kinds of fields, and it's a dry area, the yavsha, mayan, base a shlachan. And let's say, what are called, it needs to get watered, and the spring that usually waters it dries up, a little pasak and aragadol, right? But the river is still flowing. El efsha lahavi mena bedali. So, but you could bring the water from the river over using a bucket. Or ocean nixas ilan shall base ilanos. Or let's say, for instance, what it called? There's a like an area of tree problems overall. Ein manachalo mechakira. So in such a case, he's allowed to go ahead and reduce the payments. The im makas medinahi, right? He cannot reduce his payments. The im makas medinahi. But let's say it's a global, like a countrywide phenomenon. Kagon shiaba shinar. Let's say the river dries up. So then he can go ahead and, as a chocher, he can reduce the amount that he pays with his produce. And let's say the owner is standing in the field. Right? Let's say he says, I'm renting you this tried field, or I'm renting you this orchard. And let's say in such a case, the spring dries up or the tree is chopped down. So then he can reduce the amount of money he pays. Because he's standing there, right? He didn't say to him this field. Ella kamish omer kamoshi ata. Rather, he's saying as if whatever it is like now. Ani maske. That's how I'm renting it to you. If he got there for im lohay omer besocha, that's why the owner is not standing there at this time. Vamerlo base shlachan ani maske the chow base ilan, right? Or he says I'm renting you this field that's dry or this orchard. The yavash amayan, the spring dries up. Oshenixatz ilan, or the tree gets chopped down. Then ena manachalo mechakira. Then the chocher cannot reduce the payments of produce that he owes him. Halacha hey, hasocher or makabel sada mechavero. So again, a person rents a field from someone else as a chocher, for example, or makabel. The Achla Chagav, or and let's say what do you call it? There's locusts that come by and eat everything. Nishtadfa, or let's say there's a drought. Im ira davar zeh l'rov ha'sadosh osa yir. Now, if this happens to most of the fields in the city, menachalom mechakira, then he can reduce the amount of money of produce he pays. Hakol lefi hafsed she'iru. All of it's based on the amount that he lost. Vimlo pashta makad rov ha'sadosh. But if this did not affect most of the fields, in menachalom mechakira, then he can't reduce the amount to pay. Al pishin kol ha'sados shabal karka. Even if the what it called most of the fields, all the fields of the owner were in bad shape. Nishtafu kol ha'sados shel ha'socher. Let's say all the fields of the renter or the mekabel are all what it called destroyed. Afbisha, but through this maka, afbisha pashta maka rov sados. Even if this maka hit most of the fields, in a menachalom mechakira, he can't reduce the payments. Shein zeh hefset toloi ela besocher, because his loss is dependent on the bad luck of the renter. Sharei kol sadoso shenafu. It happened to be, unfortunately, that all his fields were destroyed. Hisnalal bala karka shizra enochitim. Now, let's say the owner made a deal and he said to the renter, "You're going to grow wheat." Right, Vizaras arm, and he planted barley. Oshalozara klal, or he said, or he didn't plant at all. Oshazara or he planted it and didn't grow. Af bishabah chaga, even if later on, what do you call it, locusts or a drought comes, the hooks are rova medina, and it strikes most of the country. Hakira, he can't reduce his payments. The Masai chayav im lo. So until when is he obligated to plant a second time if there's no growth the first time? Until the end, when it is appropriate in the normal time to plant in that area. Halachavav, hasocher makabel sada mechavero. Right. So let's say a person either rents or is a makabel of the field from another Jew. Makom shenagu liksor yiksor. So if the minhag makom is to cut down and harvest the crops, then that's what the renter needs to do. He cannot uproot them. Lakor yakor v'inoshal liksor. However, if the minhag is to uproot them and not to harvest, he can't harvest them. And both are what it called are critical. Each of them can prevent the minhag from being changed. In a case where in a makom, in a place where the practice is to plow after what it called after harvesting, that's the guy's got to do. The renter's got to do that. Makom shenagu lahaski lanas al gav karka, in a place where the custom is to rent trees together with the land. Maskirin v'af pi shehisker lo stam pachas minadua. So what it called? They're all considered to be rented, meaning the land and the trees. And this applies even if the owner rented the property for something that is a lower price. In a place where it's not the custom to go ahead and rent out the trees. In that case, what do you call it? They're not considered to be rented out, even if the owner rented the real estate for a price that is higher than normal. The key point here is that everything follows the minhag makom. Okay, lachazayin, achoker sada mechavero. Again, let's say a person rents a field from someone else, ba'asara kor chitim, and he's going to pay 10 kor of wheat. The lacha, right? The lach, excuse me, lachsa. And let's say there's the field gets destroyed. No sulomitocha. So then, what do you call it? He can pay, and well, not completely destroyed, but let's say there's the wheat are dying, right? Like blight. So then he can go ahead, no sulomitocha, he can pay from the wheat from the field. Hayu chiteha yafos, right? Now let's say the wheat is very high quality. Lo yomer lo, he can't say to him, "Arini lo keach lecha min hashuk." He can't say, "I'm going to buy it from the market." Ela nos lo mitocha, rather he brings it from the field. Chacher imenu karen basara sali anavim. Let's say he rented the vineyard and paid to pay 10 baskets of grapes. The krisu achash and nitzaru. Let's say the grapes went south after he harvested them. V'chein umarim shalaku achash and nitzaru. So too, let's say what do you call it? Of piles of grain that became ruined after they were harvested, no slum misochan, so you can pay from those. Chachur basara chadayayin v'hechmitz. Now, let's say he said he was going to pay, he's going to rent the vineyard and pay using 10 jugs of wine, and they turned to vinegar. Chayv itom le'ayin tov. He's got to give him good wine instead. Chachur mimenu b'me'ah amarim shal aspasta. Aspasta, yeah, sorry. So let's say he went ahead and rented a field for 100, let's say, bundles of food for cows. V'zara min acher. But he planted something different. Bachar Kharsha Bazara Aspasasa, but then afterwards he plowed and planted this food, the Luxa, and then it got like destroyed. Osha Zara Batila Aspasasa Bakarsha, or let's say he planted initially Aspasa, and then he plowed it. Bachar Zara Pamacheres, and then he planted a different time, the Luxa, and then he had this destruction, this blight. And Nosalomitoka, then he can't pay for that. Nosalom rather he's got to give him the good stuff. Shareishina, the Hinkle Yotzvazet. Because what it called, what grew deviated from the original deal that they made. Halacha ches, excuse me. Hachokher son of Mechavero. Let's say again, a person rents a field from someone else. V'lo ratzel anachesh, right? He doesn't want to basically pull out the weeds. V'amrlo, he says to him, ma hefsed yeshtecha. He says, like, what's the big deal? Hareini nosan lecha chachircha. I'm paying you the produce that you agree to. Ain shem, don't listen to him. Shrei yomrlo, because he said to him, lemachar ata yosim mena v'imala asavim. Because he says, tomorrow you'll leave and it's going to grow weeds. V'afilo amrlo b'achorna, even if he said to him at the end, ani choresh osa, I'll clean it up. Ain shem lo, we don't listen to him. Let's say a person rents the field and his intent is to grow, is to plant barley. He shouldn't plant wheat. Because wheat basically sucks out all the good soil and makes it worse, more so than barley. But if he rented it with the intention of planting wheat, he could plant barley. Kitness, right? If it's if he was going to plant legumes, he shouldn't plant wheat. Tivua, he's running a kitness. But if it was wheat, he can actually plant kitness instead. In Bava and other areas, lo yizrena kitness, you shouldn't plant legumes, midesha kitness, sham, macheshes, the arts, because those types of plants destroy the soil. Let's say a person rents a field for a small period of time, a couple of years. The guy renting the field, let's say it's a sharecropper in such a case in Makabo, he cannot go ahead and he cannot go ahead and take a share of the wood that grows from the trees that are there. Nor from any value in the field do the trees that are growing there. Rather, what we do is we take the place where the trees are filled with the type of crop that he was planting, and that's for him. As long as he planted the trees in a place that is appropriate for planting. But if he took him to a place where he shouldn't be planting, that he gets no rights. Then kibla sheva shanim yeser. Now, let's say, what do you call it? He rented the field for 7 years or more. Yeshlo b'koras ha-shek mach yotzeba. Then he's entitled to the wood from these trees. He gives manu listalik minasada. Now, when it's time for the makabo to leave, b'hayusham zroim, shodai lo igia li macher. Right, and there are plants that have not reached a point where they could be sold. Or they were finished, but the market day hasn't come. Lemachron to sell them. Shamanosam, we evaluate them, but no tell me balakarka. And he takes that from the owner of the field. Kashem shakolkan okaba la balakarka bitzvua. The same way that the mekabel and the owner of the field split the grain. Kacholkan metevin mekash. That applies both to straw and to what do you call it? And to different kinds of straw. The same that they divide the wine, they also divide the twigs of the vines. But the reeds that are placed underneath the vines to support them, that they brought as a partnership, they split them. If the only from one of them purchased them, the guy who purchased it keeps them. Let's say a person rents a field from someone else, what do you call it, in order to plant, let's say, vines, like grapevines. So then the owner accepts the possibility that there will be 10 garbage vines, right, for every seah of grain. Yes, if it's more than that, so then the guy's got to pay for the entire area as if the grapevines are being productive. Let's say a person rents a field from someone else. And there's nothing really grows in the field. So as long as the field is able to produce at least two seah more than the initial investment, right? So then in such a case, the mekabel must take care of it. Shekach kosa the balakarka, because the agreement that he made with the owner of the field is as follows. Ana ikum v'anir v'ezra v'exor v'edmod v'edosh v'ezra v'amid kari l'fanecha. So basically the deal he says is, I'm going to rise, I'm going to plow it, plant, harvest, tie it in sheaves, thresh it. I'm going to make this big pile of grain. Petitos chatzia, right? And you can get half. Oh, mashi itnu, or whatever we agree to. Bani etz al ashar, I'll take the rest. Bischar amali for the payment for the work that I did. With masho tsesi and the expenses that I paid for. Let's say a person rents a field from someone else. Va'achar shezachaba hovira, right? And after he, what it called, he takes the field, he decides not to plant. Shamanosa kama hi ru'uya lasos. So we evaluate the amount of the field that it should normally be expected to produce. From those halacha, we give him that percentage, shaya magilo, that he was that the owner agreed upon. Shekach goes to the balakarka, because in the agreement with the owner of the land, im over below avid, asham mitzvah. Because the premise is that he says, if I leave it alone and don't take care of it, I will pay according to what normally will come out. And the same applies if you left half of it, let's say, unplanted. So why is the renter obligated to pay? Because he never actually stipulated a fixed amount that he would pay. Right, this would be considered to like an asmachta. Rather, ella hisna shishan the mitzvah. Rather, what he did agree to is that he was going to pay whatever the field normally would produce at its peak. And therefore, he made a commitment. But if he said, im over below avid etan lachamei dinarim, if he says, if I leave it alone, I'll pay you 100 dinarim, this is considered a reza asmachta, it's considered this kind of agreement. He's not chayv to pay that amount. Instead, he gives him basically the percentage of the field that would be normally expected to produce. If a person rents a field to go ahead and plant sesame seeds, vizara chitim, they planted wheat, vasa chitim, and he made wheat, produces wheat, sheshavin kamashi hiruya lasos min hashemshman, the same value as he would if he would have done sesame seeds. Ain lo love el tarmos. All he has, the owner can only just make a complaint. Azza pachos mimashi hiruya lasos, but if it was less than the amount that it should have yielded, min hashemshman from the sesame seeds, mishal no makabel, kvimashi hiruya lasos min hashemshman. So the makabel must pay him the amount that he would have made, gotten from the sesame seeds. Azza chitim yeser mimashi hiruya lasos min hashemshman. If the wheat was more than what came out from sesame seeds, chokon lefiat tanai, sheminan, they divided up based on the stipulation they made, afi shemishtat misacher balakarka, even though the owner of the land is going to end up making more money. That is Perek Ches, and we will continue with Perek Tes next time.